Hello, I'm Gary Wilmot, and this is Amdram Shout Out on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
And I'm delighted to say, joining me in the studio this evening is Wesley. Good evening.
Good evening, Dan.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, welcome along. Your radio debut.
My radio debut, yes. I feel honoured to be here with you and Bobby tonight.
Well, let's see how that progresses, shall we? So I'll try and be gentle with you, but you're here from Staines Musical Theatre Group because you've got a show coming up next week, which is...
We have got the Guys and Dolls appearing next week.
Indeed. So tell us a bit more about Guys and Dolls.
Well, Guys and Dolls, I must admit, I didn't realise this myself, but actually the musical came before the film. The musical was first appeared in Broadway in 1950. With a film actually coming in 1955, starring Marlon Brando and Frank Sinatra, which means we've got a few stars to live up to. But I'm sure we'll kind of do it credit when we appear next week.
I'm sure you will. Of course, with the film, people might not know this, there was a big hoo-ha because Marlon Brando takes the kind of singing role. Frank Sinatra, I think they had to write extra songs for him for the film because he had a bit of a cob on because he didn't get such a singing role. But there you go. But Marlon Brando's song, I think, was stitched together from many, many different takes by his own admission. So, anyway, tell us about the story. What's it all about?
Yeah, what's the story? Well, it is set in New York City. It is a musical romantic comedy. There is a gambler leading man, Nathan Detroit, who I shall be playing, who tries to find the cash to set up his crap games in New York City. But at the same time, he's got the authorities, the police are on his back, to try and shut down his crap game. Like all men, they also have a love interest in this. And my girlfriend is a nightclub performer, Adelaide, who has been trying to get Nathan Detroit down the aisle and get married for 14 years unsuccessfully. But of course, there are some... happy endings in musicals, so there may well be a wedding at the end. You'll never know.
You will if you come and watch it.
You will.
Now, I have to say, for people with sensitive ears, you talked about the crap game, which isn't a really bad game. It's a dice game.
Yes.
I've no idea how it works, but it's to do with rolling dice and numbers, and you win or you don't.
Exactly, yeah. There was no foul and abusive language in that one, sorry.
That's all right. I should have put that out first. Excellent. So you're playing Nathan, as you say. Tell us a bit more about his character. What's he like?
To me, he's one of these guys that's it's a hard luck story. I think he's got a heart of gold underneath it all. He's trying to set up these dice games. Notice how I said dice games there. obviously trying to take his percentage off the cut of that, and trying to make an honest living. As in all walks of life, things don't run smoothly, and hence why he then is after some money to get some dough in the bank for his wedding to Adelaide. And that's when he meets Skye, who is the other leading man in the show, who is a real kind of high-class player. He's got it all. And... between Nathan and Skye, they do have a little bet, which involves him trying to win a date with the local missionary, Sarah. She is a typical mission girl in the 50s, very straight-laced and not into men at all. So he's got his work cut out.
It's a tale as old as time, really, isn't it? So, it is a real kind of boy meets girl, boy loses girl, that kind of, that traditional musical fare, really, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes.
But set in the grimy streets and, in fact, the grimy sewers of New York City at one point, I believe.
Exactly, and we even make it out to Havana in Cuba, so very exotic if you come along to this.
It's an international show. So, Staines Musical Theatre, you guys have been on the show plenty of times. So tell us a little bit more about SMTG.
They're an award-winning group, Staines Musical Theatre Group. We are based in Staines. We do our performances in the Magna Carta Arts Centre in Thorpe Road. We also rehearse on a Monday and a Wednesday evening, which is at the St Paul's Hall, in the church hall next to Magna Carta Theatre. We also do a summer show, which is an evening full of entertainment from songs from the musicals, with different themes.
I hear this year's is going to be quite exciting.
I hear that too, and apparently there is some fantastic radio presenter that is pulling the show together, I believe.
Well, we'll have to watch out and see who that might be. So, now, you are quite unique in some ways in that you are a chap.
Well, I think I was the last time I checked, but yes, thank you for that.
Now, I know a lot of theatre groups and SNTG is no, you know, no exception to this, are always on the cry for men. So what is it about theatre that men should know, that men should get out and do more performing in?
I think the most important thing is you have fun and there's a great social scene with it. I think it is, traditionally, it's difficult to attract men into the theatre because you've got to compete with the gym, the football, other sports, and so they do kind of are quite high on men's priorities. But
as
if
you and
give
I
it a
know,
chance,
yeah. As you and I know, you can fit the football in.
We can
at the
indeed.
Same time,
yes.
If you're cunning about it,
exactly.
So, what got you into performing in the first place?
For me, it was actually my drama teacher back in secondary school. It was a great role model for me, who introduced me to drama and actually got me out of my shell, gave me the confidence to go on stage. And actually, my first ever performance was doing Macbeth. So I think having done that, it was a case of, well, if I can do Shakespeare and Macbeth, then the rest should be easy. Not always the case, but that's how I got into to acting. And for me, it's the adrenaline of performing in front of an audience. And so when I left college, obviously I needed the security of a job and a salary, but I moved into amateur dramatics, and that's where I've been for so many years later.
Oh, you look younger than me, so you're probably fine. So going back to Guys and Dolls then, it's next week, I believe.
Yes, it's on from Wednesday the 11th to Saturday the 14th of March, including a matinee on the Saturday. Tickets are available for £13, from £13, I should say. Booking online at smtg.org.uk or by calling 01784605805. There is a 10% discount for purchases of tickets for £10 or for 10 tickets or more. Please do come along. It is looking good in rehearsals. We're having a lot of fun with it. And can I just say that there is a guest appearance from a radio presenter not too far away from me, who's playing a larger-than-life character, Big Julie.
You're saying I'm fat?
No. Just larger-than-life with your character and bringing the house down every time you come on stage.
Wow. I'm somewhere between a mafia boss and the Cookie Monster. I'm not quite sure where I'm pitching it at the moment, but it seems to be working all right.
Exactly.
Big Julie's quite a... He's quite a fun character to play, actually, because he's got a lot of good lines, but I think his lines are good because he's meant to be, you know, bad.
Yes.
Essentially.
But bad in a good way, not bad as in a...
Indeed. Yeah. You have to come along and see. For you, personal highlights of the show, what's your favourite bits, the bits you most look forward to?
There are several. Obviously, I get to perform some lovely scenes, comedy scenes with my love interest, Adelaide. There are some fantastic gangster scenes, and can I just say, with the gangsters, there is a combination, it's a diverse combination of gangsters, of male and female, and so we've put our own twist to this, and that's led to some comedy moments.
It's like Guys and Moles and Dolls.
Guys, Moles and Dolls, exactly. It's been great fun to do, and there's a great camaraderie between the cast, so it should be a great show.
Fabulous. So we're going to whet people's whistles a bit with the song Luck Be a Lady, which is probably one of the best known songs, I think, from the show. But just set it up. What's this song about? Where does it come?
So this actually comes in Act 2 of the scene. So at this particular moment in time, we are down in the sewers of New York. I can't get a place for my dice game anywhere because the police are shutting all the places down and breathing down the necks of anyone who would give me a venue. So I've ended up down in the sewer. So we're having a a game down there. And Big Julie is has actually got one up on me and is taking all my money away. However, this is where Sky comes to the rescue and is going to roll all of the gangsters $1,000 against their soul.
There you go. So, check out SMTG Guys and Dolls next week. Yes, I might see you there. You never know. Wes, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great run.
Thank you.
Guys and Dolls, Staines Musical Theatre are doing it next week at the Magna Carta Arts Centre in Staines from the 11th to the 14th. 7:30 in the evening and a 2:30 matinee. Tickets from £13. You can book online, smtg.org.uk, or call 01784 605 805. Get over to Magna and see some Guys and Dolls. And huge thanks to Wesley for coming in, telling us all about it.
If you're involved in a local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Dan. Email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk.